Earbud alert! MilSpouse Coffee House is a podcast for military spouses. This podcast may be inappropriate for small humans or people offended by four-letter words. Heads up!
Welcome to the MilSpouse Coffee House podcast.
Your podcast baristas Leslie and Brittany have a latte on their mind.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by that situation?
I'm not gonna ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
I went to swim lessons this morning with my daughter, and then we went to Walmart and did some grocery shopping, and then I came home and I thought it'd be a great idea to do my like 3 mile like speed walk that I've been doing every single morning at like 1 o'clock, where it's, you know, it's like 100 billion degrees outside.
It is that, yeah.
So there were a couple times during it where like everything started tilting and I was like, I need to stop doing this. Like my vision was, so it was just really, it was just too hot. So when I came home, it took a long time for me to cool down.
Dang, that's serious.
Yeah. So that I was
serious
in the shower. Yeah. I'm a serious speed walker. So I got in the shower, but like, I can't cool down. I'm like still, and this was an hour ago that I got home. So that's why I was like, can I have a little bit more time? Because I was trying to like get my face was like super red and I just can't stop sweating. So I'm trying to turn the air down.
Dang.
Right up here.
Right. Well, I'm drinking rosé with some ice in it. So.
Oh, nice.
I'm cool.
Good for you.
No, well, good for you for walking.
Well,
I mean,
I've been doing at where I work, if we have a competition of, they have this app that you can like, they want their employees to be healthy, I guess. They don't want their employees to be sitting at a desk all day, which is technically what we do.
They just don't want to have to pay for freaking insurance.
Right, right. So they have all these competitions, and you earn, like, legit points to, I mean, cash in for $100 gift cards to, like, Banana Republic and Amazon and Home Depot.
That's cool.
All of this stuff. So, like, they are doing this challenge that if you – put everything that you eat in MyFitnessPal, if you log it for a certain amount of days, then you can get a certain amount of points. And so now I'm like starting to be conscious, and my husband's on board now. And when he's on board, you know, it's serious. Cause
yeah,
like
it's so much easier though, when they're on board.
Well, yeah, but he's super hardcore about it. So like,
it's too much.
Yeah. Like he's doing clean eating, and I ate some cereal this morning and he's like, no, that's not clean. And I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
I can have some granola cereal, okay?
Shoot. But that's good. Yay. Like, all around. That's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to tell my husband to buy me gift cards. That'll be good motivation.
Well, that's the whole motivation behind – I mean, I definitely need to lose weight, but in 4 weeks, I've lost about 4.5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
good.
That's a start. That's a start.
That's awesome.
So, anyway.
It is a start. Yeah, no, I don't know. I need a motivation. You know that there's like an app where you can like bet on yourself, like you can bet money?
Yes. And I thought about doing that when I first heard about it. And it actually sounds like a really great idea.
Yeah, it does.
But I think you have to bet a significant amount against yourself in order to make like all, because one girl was like, I paid back all my debt, or, you know, I paid off all my credit card debt or all of my student loans by losing weight, but she was probably betting like $100. I mean, I don't know what the time period is, but she's probably betting significant.
A lot. That's a lot. But you know what? Honestly, if it were me, I would have to bet like $1,000 at least to even like do something.
Oh, really?
Like, you know what? I'm just not going to work out and take a nap, and it's worth $100.
Well, but the cool thing that MyFitnessPal, I mean, and they're not paying us for this endorsement at all. Like, I'm just saying that this is cool, and I just started using it. But like, I like that I can add exercise, and it's like, oh, you can eat more today. You have more calories,
right? It is. That's a good reward, though.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to dinner tonight, and I wasn't going to work out, and then I was like, I could use an additional 500 calories, probably, so that's why I'm going to go for my walk,
and then you had a heat stroke,
and then I almost died, so that was
See? Don't work out.
Susie.
Oh, God. Die.
But no, that's good. I'm glad that you didn't actually have a heat stroke because that's intense.
No, it is intense.
Sounds like you were kind of getting there, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so are we just jumping into this?
Yeah.
Since we're already on a roll? Cool.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking.
All right. What are we talking about? I don't know. You said something about your kid this morning.
Oh. Oh, no. It wasn't this morning. It was like 5 minutes ago. So I tried to put her to sleep. And I was doing dishes. And all of a sudden, she comes out. And she's got like one sock on. Her jelly's on the wrong feet. Her purse ready to go. And like this pink, metallic, shiny cowboy hat. And she's just like standing there and brushing her teeth.
That's
and I was
so
like,
awesome.
You're supposed to be napping. What are you doing? I have a picture. I'm going to post
At
it.
At least she's episode. Brushing her teeth.
Oh, my
I can
gosh.
Barely get mine to brush her teeth.
She loves brushing her teeth. She takes my toothbrush all the time, though.
Oh, well, that's a good habit for her. We have to hold my daughter down, like sit on her to brush her teeth.
Oh, dang. It is a good habit for her, especially because she doesn't and I forget all the time.
Nice.
I'm like, oh, yes, you do need to brush your teeth.
You do have teeth.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder, like, how much can you get away with not brushing their baby teeth? Like, adult teeth are important, but...
Because they fall out anyway, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Not sure. Dentists? Can you email us? Any male spouse
yeah,
dentists
Yeah, somebody
out there?
That knows. Or dental hygienist, they'll probably know, too.
MillSpouseCoffeeHouse@gmail.com.
Yes. Let us
Welcome
know.
To MillSpouse Coffee House, by the way. This is
Hey, guys. It's Leslie. We just started talking about our kids being bad, and we're on a roll.
We just jumped right in. So, welcome to the show.
And, I mean, yeah, but that whole, like, baby tea thing, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, you know what, I forgot for, like, 2 days.
Well, they say that you're supposed to get their first dental checkup when they're 6 months old or something, or when they get their first tooth.
I can't agree, she ain't been there. Ever.
We went at one, and really, literally all they did, the dentist wore earmuffs, like noise-canceling earmuffs. It was hilarious. We go, it's like a pediatric dentist, that's all he does is little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we went in there, he's like, he pulls out these earphones, and he puts them on. He's like, this is for my own ear protection. And I'm not kidding you, my daughter screamed the entire time, so like, they're obviously he needs them for a reason. And he's like, I go through this all day long. That's why I need these earphones. I was like, that's genius. Yeah. I wonder
how many moms do that? That's a great idea.
Oh, heck yeah. We need to have some MillSpouse Coffee House branded earphones.
Noise canceling headphones. That's awesome. Let's do it. That's going to be our first merch. Y'all look out for our merch.
You'll be like, what? I can't hear you. I got my noise-canceling headphones on.
Watch Trolls on repeat. Sing all those songs.
That's awesome.
Fine. I can't believe... I mean, you know what? That dentist probably actually does have, like, hearing issues from having children scream all day long in his ear.
I just thought it was the greatest thing. I was like, what are you doing? It was
that
awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really funny.
It takes a brave soul to be a pediatric dentist.
I know. I wonder how many times he's gotten bitten.
Probably a lot.
Yeah.
See? That's risky business. Mm-mm. I need all kinds of insurance for that.
Oh, I know. I know.
But so, yeah.
I was thinking, this is random. I was on my walk.
I have the best ideas on walks.
I know. But like, you can't take notes. It's really hard.
I know.
And you can't, like, put a notebook in your pocket. But anyway, so I was thinking that we should do, like, an embarrassing stories section, like, in Cosmo, where people write into us, and then we can read their stories on the podcast.
Anonymously. Like, and then
it could totally be anonymous unless you want to share your name.
If you want to share a name, do it. But if you don't, totally email us.
Yes. So we can get some listener mail in here.
Yeah, I love that. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. Starting season two, y'all. We're going to have a...
Email us at millspousecoffeehouse@gmail.com because we still only have Gmail.
Or millspousecoffeehouse.com. You can just fill out our contact form.
Oh, we have one of those on there?
We also... Yeah. Yes, we do.
Y'all, Leslie did our website, and obviously I've only looked at certain pages, but they all look good. They all look great.
Oh, thanks.
I've seen.
Thanks, yeah. I mean, now I'm like questioning myself. Did I actually put a contact form in there?
Wait, I'll look.
It'll be there by the time y'all hear this.
Yeah, it'll be there because we'll look at it and to double check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that idea.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
So email much us. Entertainment. We want to hear from you. We want to laugh at your embarrassing stories because Lord knows I have.
I was about to say, tell us. Let's go and start this now.
I got to think. Like, now I'm on the spot. Oh, I can tell you one. Tell you one. This has nothing to do with the military, but this, I mean, in our stories. Good. Our stories don't have to do with the military at all.
We have so many tangents on the show.
I know. It's fine. So I go to, one day, I go around the corner to Walgreens, right around the corner from my house. I don't know what I was getting. Like, I have no clue. So I go into Walgreens, and right before I went into Walgreens, I had a bagel for lunch because I was, like, shoving my face, and I was like, okay, I'm going to eat really quick. I'm going to run into Walgreens real quick and run some more errands. So I go in, and the cashier is, like, this, I don't know, 18- or 19-year-old kid, and he's looking at me, and I'm, you know, I'm looking at him, and I'm, like, really excited. I guess I was having a good day, and I'm like, how are you today? Smiling real big, and he kept looking at me, and he goes, I just want to let you know that I found a toothpick. And I was like, what? You found a toothpick? And I go, was it on the floor?
Yeah.
And he goes, I just found a toothpick. And I was like, oh, that's an odd thing to say. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I would have been like, where's your manager, sir?
Well, I was just like, I thought it was like a weird kid because my brother's a little strange. And like, that's
right.
That he would, you know, like, I'm like, okay, well, he's just has an odd sense of humor. And I'm like, all right, cool. You found a toothpick. Sweet. Have a great day. I go to my car and I look, I'm like getting in the car and I go and I look in the rearview mirror. I've got bagel all in the bottom of my teeth, like chunks of bagel. And that's why he was like, that was his way of telling me that I had something in my teeth.
Wow, I found a toothpick.
I literally was so, I was like, I can never show my face in this Walgreens ever again. Because I was smiling from ear to ear, like,
right.
I was having a great day. Freaking bagel all in my teeth.
I've done that with Oreos before. Because Oreos, they stay in your teeth for a long time.
They do stay in your teeth.
And when you're having a good day and you're cheesing everywhere, then yeah, that's what happens.
Oh, man.
God.
Yeah. Don't say I found a toothpick if somebody.
Right. I mean, you were in and out. Like, he probably didn't need to say anything, really.
Yeah. I mean, I guess in some way, I guess I appreciate that he told me because I did get in the car and I thought, that's so weird. Why did he say that? And I, something in my brain had to have been like, check your teeth, you idiot.
Yeah. And do you tell people when they have stuff in their teeth or like when something's like their makeup is smeared or something? Do you tell people or do you ignore it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I not like a random stranger, but if I'm having a conversation with them, I'll be like, oh, your mascara is like running down right here. Sorry.
Yeah. I came home yesterday and it looked like I have a black eye. And I was like, babe, how long have I been walking around like this? Were you going to say something to me? Because I'd been home for like half an hour at this point before I looked in the mirror. And he didn't say anything. My husband.
Well, guys, I mean, in my experience, like, that is just, that's typical behavior.
I don't know, but seriously, I didn't know how long that it's been like that. So I was probably at work talking to customers looking like I have black eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Just one. Yeah. Not eyes, just one eye. That's black. Yeah. I don't know. I can't really think of anything super embarrassing off the bat right now either.
I mean, it's hard when you're put on the spot, but we definitely want to hear embarrassing stories.
Yeah. I'll probably cut you off mid-story sometime and I'll tell you.
Sure.
In like 10 minutes. Cause like, I don't know. I also don't get embarrassed super easily. So, because I do stupid things all the time. I'm like, hey, everybody, what's up? Just me, like, take it or leave it.
Just me.
Don't worry about us at everyday currents. I don't know. But I guess I learned to be weird and be fine with being weird. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So, I can't think of anything super embarrassing right this second. I'll think of something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So what do you have going on this weekend?
My father-in-law's here.
Oh. Oh, yeah. SpongeBob.
Okay. So since my father-in-law's not going to listen to this podcast ever, and then he might, and it'll be really funny if he did. Y'all, so yesterday, I have a three-year-old. Her name is Lula May. She's got blonde curly hair, and she's super cute, and she's pretty funny. Like, she's also silly. I wonder where she got that from. And my father-in-law looks at her and then looks at me and is like, she's like a girl SpongeBob. And that's all he said. And I don't know what that means. So if anybody wants to interpret it for me, please do.
Well, maybe. Okay. So SpongeBob, there's a few things. SpongeBob is silly and he's very likable. Everybody likes SpongeBob.
Anybody likes SpongeBob.
Well, I mean, think of like kids. Kids like SpongeBob.
Yeah.
And he's silly. And he laughs.
I think it's the silly and laugh because he laughs a lot, right?
Yeah, he does laugh a lot. Yeah. I don't know. And Lula May has really curly hair.
Brittany thinks the hair looks spongy. That's why I said it.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's why.
I don't know. Or maybe like a face that she made. But I'm thinking about SpongeBob because SpongeBob isn't very smart.
I guess he's not, is he?
You see what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe she made like a face. So it wasn't.
Yeah, I didn't take it like that because I didn't think that SpongeBob wasn't smart. That wasn't the first thing that came to mind. The first thing that came to mind was that he's funny and that.
This is why you like SpongeBob and I don't, because I think SpongeBob is.
Honestly, I haven't watched a whole lot of SpongeBob. I just know he came out when my younger brothers and sisters were younger. And so I just know from like hearing when they would have it on.
Yeah. I pretty much just heard it too. Like his like laugh. Cause he like, ha.
Yeah.
You have that laugh.
Yeah. It's that actually.
See,
sounds
Lula May
like
doesn't.
It.
Oh, see. Okay. Lula May doesn't have that laugh. I don't know. But I mean, I don't think it was an offensive comment at all, but I still can't decipher what a girl SpongeBob means. I don't know.
So if anybody has any ideas, please let us know. Because we're not.
If
really
anybody
sure.
can make a girl SpongeBob with curly hair and like send us a picture, like a photoshopped something, double points for gifts. We love gifts.
Yeah,
I know y'all know that.
Yeah.
On our social media, we always be doing gifts with How to Mill Spouse.
Yeah, How to Mill Spouse has some awesome gifs/gifs/ how the hell do you pronounce it? I think it's gif. I think it's gif. Wait, Google.
Oh, can Google like say it?
Pronunciation.
Siri is the one that talks. Google doesn't know. Does Google have somebody that talks? Yeah, like on the Google Home or whatever.
I don't know. Oh no, it won't let me.
Can
do
you Google
it.
That?
It says it's pronounced gif, not gif.
Whoa, that's very serious. Like they were straight up, nah,
yeah,
you're wrong.
It says,
then why isn't it spelled with a J?
I don't know. I don't understand.
I don't either. I'm actually kind of irritated about that because it's not spelled right.
Wait, hold on. I'm looking.
Well, you know what, giraffe though, spelled with a G.
Well, giraffe, and then my daughter's name is Genevieve, and it's spelled with a G. So, there.
Hmm. Yeah, that's two against one.
Yeah. Two Dang. Against one.
So, my whole life of gifts has been wrong. I mean, ever since they came out.
Yeah, I don't know how long that's been.
Is that why people look at me funny when I say that? Because I say it all the time. People are like, See, here again, they're not going to tell me. They're not going to correct me. Just like having bagels in your teeth.
Yeah. I found a toothpick.
I mean, that could be code, though.
I mean, like, when something if, like, I were friends with him. Oh, you mean with us? Like, if now,
right, I'm just saying from here on out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I found a toothpick. That's the
secret code.
That's the name of this episode.
I found a toothpick. Thank you, guy at Walgreens. He's going to be so excited that he just named a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if he ever listens.
Almost famous in 2 years podcast.
That was like 5 years ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm still thinking about it too because it was so freaking embarrassing. I might as well have had like, I might as well have still have had the bagel in my mouth. I had like, it was disgusting. I was like, I'm a nasty, dirty, gross eater. If that's like, what am I doing?
You scarfed it down, and bagels are very dense. So it just absorbed your saliva and stuck there. It's fine.
Gross.
I feel like there's something recently that I remember calling my sister and I was telling her the story and I was like, I was so embarrassed. And I said it a million times because I was really embarrassed, but I don't remember what it was.
Was it like at an event or something?
I don't know. Was it... Or maybe I was talking to somebody important and did something stupid.
Oh yeah. That's always the worst.
Yeah.
Or like you say something really weird.
But see, I'd say weird things all the time and I get it from my dad. My dad is the ultimate like dad jokes dad.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, I was like, Dad, oh my God, you have to stop making these jokes. And then I find myself as an adult doing the exact same shit. Like he'll say something and be like, huh, you know what I mean? And I do that. And I'm like, to other people.
And yeah, so
I have to just make it, I have to exaggerate the ridiculousness of what I'm doing so that people don't think I'm serious, even though I was serious the first time.
Yeah.
Like it's just me, but then I'm like, oh, they're going to think I'm weird. We gotta do this big. Go big or go home.
You're like, if they think I'm weird, I'm just going to think they're just going to think I'm even weirder than that. After
right.
That.
But then that's just how she is. She wasn't trying to be funny. Because, see, that's what I think it comes off as, like, I'm trying to be funny, but...
Yeah, but you are
I'm just funny.
Yeah, right? You are funny.
You think I'm funny, and I think I'm funny, but who else?
You're pretty funny.
There's other people in the world that may not think so. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
I don't care.
I think that you're pretty funny.
Thanks. But, yeah, so, like, especially, like, business stuff, like, I think that there's this... this thought that you have to be serious in business all the damn time. And I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like there's times when you have to be serious, but shit gets stressful. And if you can't laugh about it and make jokes, then it's just stressful and it sucks instead of being stressful. And then you can deal with it.
Right.
I don't know. But yeah, I don't know.
You just have fun.
I do.
Yeah. That's good.
So much fun. That's what life's about, right?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thus, here we are.
So everybody's gone, and you're home with a glass of rosé.
And my child is now sleeping after the cowboy hat incident.
Nice. And,
oh, her sock had sharks on it, by the way.
Oh, even
when you did you have jellies? Like jellies yes. they're back now, and she has all the pairs because I'm living vicariously through her and her jellies. Did you wear socks with your jellies?
I did because I was a little kid in the '80s. I was born in 82.
So you pulled the sock up. Did you do the half roll?
Yes.
On your ankle?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Now also, we also like rolled them down. Like, I don't know.
Oh, like the cat, it looked like a caterpillar.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Around your ankle.
Rolled them down that way. Yeah. Yeah. But jellies used to give me really bad blisters.
Blisters. Who the hell was like, let's put this really hard, stiff plastic on feet.
Yeah.
And then they're going to sweat and your skin's going to rub against it and it has no give to it. Yeah.
I just don't know if I want to buy those because they're super cute, but do you not, does your daughter not get?
No, not that I've noticed. No.
She probably has blisters all over.
Right. She's probably everywhere and I put them on her every day and I don't know. Shit. I'll check when she wakes up.
No, you would know because she
mom of the year.
Yeah, she wouldn't let you put them on. They would.
Yeah, no, I think she's fine. But hers are also a little big, so there might be enough give. I don't know. Or they made like the plastic different than they did. They learned from the '80s when we wore them. Everybody got blisters, so
everybody's feet were like chopped to shreds.
But yeah, so she had. Yeah, I also wore socks with jellies, and I was just asking because she had a sock on, but it had sharks all over it. Shark socks, so you could see all the sharks, and it was kind of cute, but like in a weird sort of way. But
does she have her ears pierced?
She doesn't.
Because that's something that Genevieve keeps asking me about. So I usually, she's asked me a couple of times, and then we go to the mall, and I take her by Claire's, and there's always some little girl getting her ears pierced. So I'm like, okay, let's watch this little girl. Do you want to watch her? And every time she freaks out. And I'm like, okay, well, we're not ready to get her ears pierced.
Right.
Yet.
No, I think you're doing, like, 100% the right thing. That's my thing, is when she can ask, then we'll do it. But, yeah. I think they need to watch too.
Yeah.
I also want her to be able to clean them.
Yeah.
Ish. You know, obviously you got to help, but.
I think I was 6 when I got my ears pierced.
Have the responsibility. I was something like that. I don't actually know. Oh, no, I might've been older. I think I was older. I think I was in second or third grade. And
what's, then I did. How old are you? 8 in second grade? 8 or 9, I guess.
You're 12 and 5th. I was at least, right? I'm 13, 14, 15. No, I think I'm a year ahead of myself. I don't know.
Whatever.
I graduated at 17, so.
That's how I was, too.
Yeah, so I just go back. I don't know, whatever. So I was way off. I was completely way off.
Yeah.
So off. Because 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11. So fifth grade, I would have been 10.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Got it.
10. Oh, numbers.
Jesus. It's just because we're freaking old.
I know.
After 25, I just feel like my life is done at 25.
I've got, don't say that.
I'm just kidding. No. It's not.
But. It's not. No, because I have
it's lots. Just getting started.
Yeah, I heard, I hit 36 this year, and sometimes I still feel like I'm 22, and then I do things that I did when I was 22, and then I'm quickly reminded that I am not 22 anymore.
Cannot hang anymore.
No. No, not at all.
Anything past midnight, not happening.
Anything past
past 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Yeah. I'm like, I gotta go to bed. Sorry, done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, that shit does get real. But I think, I've heard it gets my boss was telling me, she's like, my 40s were the best years of my life. She just turned 50.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, my 40s were the best years of my life. And so I'm looking forward to that.
I mean, because you're making money at 40, you're doing this whole struggle thing in your 20s, trying to figure out your life, and
you kids know are grown. Who you are. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully, you have friends.
Right, that would be a plus.
I'm really.
I would want.
I know. I don't know. Lately, I've just been on I need friends kick.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know what happened. I think maybe I was. Here's what happened. The girl across the street is single, has no kids. I think she's got a pretty decent job because she's got fancy things over there. And
peeking at her window.
Actually, this night that I'm about to describe, I totally I didn't look in her house. I looked out my blinds to into the yard or across the street. She's across the street, and it was dark out, so you could totally see us opening the freaking.
Oh, nice!
So annoying. I can't believe I did that. She had four cars pull up in her driveway, and it was all her girlfriends, and they got out, and they were they had probably just been at the beach, and they were partying, there was music on.
Oh.
And it was oh my God, I need friends like that.
There's
5 of them. Well, and then they stayed the night, and they got up the next morning. I saw them at the gas station while I had to do something work related and had my child with me. And they were buying beer and cigarettes and sunscreen, and they were gonna do it again.
Oh,
2 days in a row, party time with
those
friends,
days.
And it was just girls.
That would have been really fun.
I know. I almost wanted to be hey guys, if you're gonna be around tomorrow, can I come with you? But I didn't, because we're not gonna. I'm not good at that.
Well, see, you should. I totally would have been hey, I'm new here. Y'all look fun. Can we be friends?
I should have.
No joke. I'm actually going to dinner tonight with some people I've never met through like a Facebook group. And so,
ooh, cool.
Yeah. So I was like, let's go to dinner tonight. And of course, where I live, it's all freaking chain restaurants. There's no, like, I like to support local.
Just tell me you're not going to Applebee's.
No, thank God. No, we're not going to Applebee's. Yeah. I wouldn't have gone if we went. Not, like, not, okay, that makes me sound like a snob. Applebee's is great. Like Applebee's is great for like a
half price appetizers and drinks.
There you go. Yes. Or like after church, going to grab some lunch real quick or whatever. Or like, oh, hey, I'm starving. Here's an Applebee's. Okay. I don't know. It's not my place of choice. But we live in a place where it's like just all chain restaurants, really. There's not a lot of local flair unless you drive a little bit, which we could do. But I kind of wanted to stay closer to our area.
Yeah.
But I prefer to support the local places, you know?
I do too. Yeah.
And there's just really nothing besides a wings place and a Mexican restaurant. That's about as local as we get, you know.
Are there any local Mexican restaurants? Okay, I just like mix that up big time. Are there any chain Mexican restaurants?
Yes. I feel like they're all local. On the border.
That's some gringo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not really. It's not real. I mean, and of course, my grandma loves it because she thinks that's authentic Mexican. She's like, "Oh, On the Border is delicious."
I mean, I do like On the Border. I do like them.
I don't know I've ever eaten there, but we're going to a place called Firebirds. Apparently, it's a chain, but it's not one.
I don't know anything about Firebirds.
I don't either. I haven't been, so I'll check it out. Apparently, it's a nationwide chain. I looked it up, but it's not like stupid.
Applebee's.
Sorry.
You like Applebee's.
That's another podcast title option. Sorry, not sorry, Applebee's.
Oh, shit.
So, I've been listening to this is just completely random. I've been listening to another podcast called Making a Murder, or not Making a Murder. That's a
Me too.
Netflix. That's a Netflix show.
Oh, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay. My Favorite Murder. Yes. A friend of mine told me about them. And so I started listening and I liked them because I felt like they have the same dynamic kind of that you and I have. They're just really funny and they're telling stories. You can't be funny about murders, but it's very interesting. I mean, they are funny. They are really funny, but they kind of like start off the show like we do, where they're like in a regular conversation and they're like, oh, hey, we've started, which I think is really great.
You know, what's also funny is the last episode I listened to, one of them was drinking rosé also.
Oh, nice.
But it was in a can.
What?
So I have mine in a glass. So that means that we're more fancy.
Oh, yeah.
Because of my rosé in a glass, okay?
We are.
They also are like, y'all, these are real comedians. They have jobs and...
Oh, yeah, these are
make
real.
Lots of money to...
They go on tour. Like, I think their podcast launched in 2016 and they started going on tour in 2017. And I was like, how in the world did they get that successful? But I Googled them yesterday and I was like, oh, that's why.
Right. They're like real
actresses
and...
Yeah, they have a following. Already.
Hey, y'all are a following, right? Everybody listening?
Yeah.
You're following.
Yeah. Our mill spouse coffee-ins. Coffee-house-ians.
Ooh, we're going to have to work on that.
Yeah.
Not good. Because what are their followers called? Murderinos?
Murderinos.
It's so cute.
I know.
Y'all should, can we just tell them that we endorse their podcast and see if they'll endorse
it? Yeah. I'm sure they have a lot of military spouse listeners.
Yeah, because it talks about weird shit.
Yeah, they probably do, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll shoot them an email. Just tell them.
We're going
to
do it.
Podcast.
They're going to turn it off in 2 seconds.
You but never know.
No, we already discussed this. We're pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they also don't like Applebee's. So there'll be a commonality.
Probably. Mill Spouserinos? No.
That was better than whatever you said the first time.
Mill Spouse Coffee Halcyons?
Halcyons. It sounds like some Russian.
Milkos.
Okay, you're getting somewhere.
All right, we'll work on this. Maybe somebody else has an idea. If somebody else has an idea, you can shoot us an email.
Okay, so I think how many emails are we getting? We're getting an email for embarrassing things.
Yeah.
For names, what's the other one? For dental hygiene of children.
Oh, yeah. We just want all the emails. Just send us some emails.
We just want knowledge from everybody.
Oh, no, it was embarrassing stories. Was that one?
I already said that. Oh. That was number one.
My exercising turned my brain to mush today.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, if your vision went a little skew.
Yeah. It just means I wasn't drinking enough water and it was super hot. So.
Yeah.
Well, bad idea.
Drink rosé if you want.
Yeah.
Rosé all day.
Unfortunately, rosé is not part of the MyFitnessPal plan.
I know.
That's the thing that sucks. But the good news is that if I do have one glass of wine, that's good. That's all I need because I haven't had alcohol in so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, you know, that's the good news. It's just one.
That positive spin on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job.
I'm trying to be positive.
I know. I need to do that. I really need to work out. Ugh.
I think one time we should do an episode where we talk like the NPR people, you know, where they're like, where they like do it really soft. Have you seen on SNL the cat ladies that do a podcast? Is it cat ladies?
I haven't seen the podcast.
Oh, no. It's the sweaty balls thing where they talk about sweaty balls. Do you know what I'm talking about?
And they're like, sweaty balls. It's so like they like whisper.
Yes. Yeah. The whole time they talk, it's just like this, and they just talk, and they're like, and I had soup for lunch today. Like, it's just really like, I don't know, calm,
monotone.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Another, you know, I don't know,
ideas. We're just gonna come at y'all with all kinds of weird podcasts.
But that's Saturday Night Live. That's an episode. That was before podcasts came out.
That's true.
That was they were doing a radio show. But yeah. And I thought about something else. I need to start making a list of stuff that we're going to talk about.
Because I get ideas all the time. But here again, just like when you're walking, you can't like write down ideas.
I know. I am not sure. I had something. Oh, I know, but it's kind of a bummer. But I feel like, let me see if I can find it first before we talk about it.
Okay. Well, sometimes we need to talk about things that bum people out, you know, because that's real life, you know.
It's a story about this woman who was basically a homeless lady living outside of the base in Hawaii.
Read that.
And she passed away, I guess it was this past week or the week before, and she was a military spouse. And the whole post was just a beautiful story about how it told her life story, basically. And she was a military spouse. And
I read that. Basically, her husband went to war and just didn't come back, and she waited for him. That's what she was doing, was waiting for him to come home.
So sad.
Mm-hmm. I think long story short, minus.
I found it. Are you cool if I read it? So, and I'm actually a pretty decent reader. Ooh. I was told this in college.
Whoa. All right. All right. Narrator. I'm excited to
if
hear
I do
reading.
Say so myself, but I may, I'll probably stumble now. It's with a genuinely heavy heart that I regret to announce the end of an era. Natalie, often derogatorily referred to as Crazy Mary or Bus Stop Mary, passed away on July 4th at her chosen home here outside JIOC fence line. Natalie was an institution here living outside our fence for over 3 decades. She was probably most well known for her often abrasive, even vulgar behavior. Due to a mental disorder that she struggled to manage, she would often yell at our building and our employees, or blow a whistle when she got tired of yelling. There were many stories, both real and... Okay. There were many stories that have been shared... There was a word there that I can't pronounce. I'm not even going to try.
Yep. Just keep going.
That have been shared amongst our halls about her. That a departing employee gave her a megaphone as a gift. That she would throw food offered to her if it didn't fit with her vegetarian diet. And that she thought we were keeping her husband locked in the basement of our building. With all of these wild tales and antics, it was often easy to dehumanize Natalie, to forget that she was a human being with a story to tell, even if it was difficult to discern what the story actually was. Despite this, in my 3 years here, I've seen some incredible acts of kindness and compassion by those in the JIOC who sought to treat Natalie as a person who matters, even when she made it difficult. People who refilled her jugs of water for her or called social workers on her behalf when she asked, offered her food, or even simply said hello or asked how her day was going. Natalie had many terrible days, but she also had some good ones. She had a surprisingly steel-trapped mind when it came to names and numbers. One of the most lucid moments I personally experienced was when I drove through the gate one day and my wife was in the passenger seat with her puppy. As we were waiting to go through the gate, Natalie walked up and her face lit up at the sight of Kai, the dog, asking, "Is that a King Charles Cavalier Spaniel?" We said yes, and she started excitedly telling us how that was her absolute favorite breed and if she could pet her. She was so overjoyed, so happy in that moment. You wouldn't know this was the same woman who obsessed about gas trucks driving dangerously fast down the road. I had the good fortune of striking up a conversation about Natalie with the bus driver on my way to work one day. She told me about Natalie's previous, more lucid years. She used to take her bus route all the time. Natalie would chat with the driver every day, sharing photos of her daughter, whom she was quite proud of, from the album she carried with her everywhere. She also told this driver her true story, or at least one that seemed true enough that I choose to believe that is real. Natalie wasn't outside our base because she thought we were keeping her husband. She wasn't there because she thought we were doing experiments or some other conspiracy. Natalie was a military spouse. Her husband went off to war. Oh, now I'm getting teary.
I know. You are a good reader. This is intense.
Her husband went off to war, and he never came home. It broke her. Oh, my gosh. She couldn't believe he was gone. For over 3 decades, she camped outside our base. When she was moved by social workers, when her daughter tried to intervene, or when she was forcibly moved due to construction, she always came back because she was still waiting for her husband to come home. Natalie was one of ours. May we honor her as such. May she rest in peace. And may she finally discover that after all this time, her husband was waiting to welcome her home.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It is such a good story.
So I have to give credit to the person who wrote this, because this was shared in a military spouse. Sorry, guys, for the emotional. It just hit me.
It is emotional. Think about 3 decades. That's 30 years of waiting.
Yeah.
You know.
So this person posted it in a group in Hawaii, and then it was shared. I believe numerous times on Facebook. This person, I don't know, Lewis is the person who wrote this this beautiful tribute. And I think that we have to remember one of the most important things is that that we have to take care of each other.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
What a great tribute to her.
I know. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Especially because most people are probably not as nice to her.
I know.
And then for her to think, people weren't nice. And then, looking at the other side of how many times this has been shared and how people are. And actually, if you look through the thread of that story, lots of people are like, oh, I know her. I remember her when I was stationed there.
Yeah.
Which is super cool, too.
So she touched a lot of people's lives, whether they know it or not. Maybe they thought she was crazy. But,
right.
I mean, a lot of people knew who she was. They probably didn't know that she was a military spouse.
No. I probably wouldn't have. I would have been like, girl, yeah, I would just thought she was just, some homeless person, more than likely.
Well, then that brings up another thing about homeless people, but that's a topic for another day. Everybody has a story, I guess, but.
No, everybody does. Yeah. I think, what is that saying? Be kind to everyone, for they're fighting a battle you know nothing of.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah. It's super true. I mean, whether you're, I don't know, it doesn't matter who you are. Everybody's fighting some sort of battle.
Mm-hmm.
So. Just keep that in mind, everybody.
Be nice to people. Yeah. Even if people aren't nice to you. I don't know. I've that's been my motto lately.
Yeah, you know, I usually have a pretty good bout of karma. Like, if anybody, if you believe in karma, I usually have pretty good karma because I'm typically nice to everybody. I mean, there was a time, I want to say, like, probably 4 weeks straight, I had random people, like, if I didn't have, I went, oh, I know what it was. I showed up with my daughter to the strawberry picking patch, and she was all excited to pick strawberries, and their credit card machine was broken, and I didn't have any cash. And I was like, well, can we at least just go look at the strawberry patch? And this guy, young guy in his like early 20s, was like, that's no fun. Here's $20. You guys can go in and, you know, I'll pay for you. That's no fun. I was like, oh my gosh. So, I mean, and it was like a series of stuff like that that happened to me over and over and over again in like a 4 week span. I'm like, that must have been something really nice to get this bout of karma coming back to me. But I think that stuff's real. So just, you know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do too. And when it's bad, it's also real.
Well, yeah.
Like, I really can't do it. I mean, I don't do not nice things, but like even something like walking by a grocery cart that's in the middle of the parking lot, I'll grab it and put it away.
Me too. Because those carts can roll into people's cars.
Oh my God. Right.
So annoying.
Like, I wouldn't want it to roll into my car. I would want somebody to get it out of the way for my car, but yeah. And it's just like, and every now and then if I start to walk by it and I'm like, oh, you know, it's a little far, I'm in a really big hurry, or like Lula's like screaming or something, and like I probably could just go straight to my car, I'm like, you know what, nope, turn around, go grab it.
Yeah,
because that's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. And you know, when we were stationed on Whidbey Island, which we could be there again at some point, we don't know, but the winds there are like super strong, so those carts go flying. It's like bumper cars. They just like bounce from one car to the other. It's crazy.
Oof.
It's crazy. So put your carts in the corrals.
Yeah. See, I don't even know why you didn't do that in the first place.
Is that what it's called, a corral?
I mean, that's like a legitimate hypothesis.
Kind of like you're corralling horses.
But I mean, yeah, corralling. Because, yeah, I mean, like when you're in a corral, corrals are, I think, usually like a circle because that's what you put horses or
yeah.
But I feel like, I don't know, it could be a corral, but it's probably not. I mean, it could be. But I don't know what a stall. Okay, see, I feel like stall is a little better.
Yeah, but stall also has something to do with horses too, right?
Well, yeah, but at least like a stall for a horse is a straight. A corral is a circle. Stall is a rectangle.
Oh, a corral is a circle. Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your gate or your fence is a circle.
Mm. Okay, I didn't know that.
Well, see, you should watch Spirit on Netflix.
No, after you talked about it the other day, I'm trying to get Genevieve to watch it, and she's like, no, I want to watch Barbie. So we watch Barbie. Or Tinkerbell. We watched Tinkerbell.
Yo, they have a really catchy intro song.
What, Barbie?
No, Spirit.
Oh, Spirit does? Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe I have to check it out.
It gets stuck in my head all the time. Like, it's actually really cute.
Oh.
You should just watch it.
Can you sing it for us?
I'm gonna run. I'm running free. Yeah, and it goes, and I don't, the next words are really fast, so I like, I don't think I know what they are exactly, so I just mumble it. So come along with me until we, that's like the next lyric after the mumbling. So
oh,
I just
love it. Yeah. Did you ever watch the movie The Last Unicorn when you were a little kid?
Mm-mm.
You didn't? Okay.
No.
It might be an 80s kid kind of, like, there's this movie called The Last Unicorn, and I think it's on Netflix. The last time I saw it, it was on Netflix. And it's this crazy movie. It's a cartoon, and it's about the last unicorn that in existence. And it is, like, the creepiest. I watched it again because Genevieve watched it because she's in this unit. She loves unicorns and fairies and all this stuff. So I'm like, oh, well, maybe we'll try to watch this. And then I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh my God, this is really scary. Like, why was everything in the 80s really weird?
It was really weird.
Oh my gosh. I totally forgot. And after the movie's over, she's like, I don't like that movie, mommy. because it has a Red Bull in it, and the Red Bull like chases the unicorn, and it's scary. I don't know. I used to
is
love it.
Is it real?
As a kid. No,
or
it's
is
a
it animated.
It's a cartoon, but like there are a lot of famous actors that voiced all of the characters. So Mia Farrow voices the unicorn, and then like there's a couple of actors that were really big back in the 80s, and I think the band America does the theme song. So it was like a big to do back in the 80s, and yeah, I remember loving it as a kid, but when I watched it I was like, this is weird, what the heck.
Yeah, I feel like you're not the only person that feels like that about 80s movies.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There are some weirdo 80s movies that I love, but that one was pretty bizarre. Indiana Jones has been awesome. They did a marathon. Are you an Indiana Jones fan?
I like them. I watched that as an adult also.
I watched it
because my husband and I, we can never agree on like video games to play, because he likes like zombies and like shooting and all that stuff, and I don't like that. Like, I'd rather play Mario Kart and Tetris.
Oh yeah, me too.
So I was like, all right, we need like an action video game that's not involving killing people. So we compromised on Indiana Jones Legos.
Nice. So you've seen the Legos, but have you seen the movies?
Yeah. So then I was okay. Well, I should probably watch the movie so I know what's going on in the Lego game, so I can step up my strategy.
Oh, well, I grew up watching them, and Indiana Jones was like my first crush. Like he was it for me. And still, I watched the marathon was on the other day, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's so dreamy.
See, I got Leonardo DiCaprio and Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh yes, I JTT. Was a JTT fan too. I was a JTT fan too.
Yeah, and I was part of the Leo Club. And
didn't know that existed, but that's
awesome. I got a dog tag that said "I love Leo."
Oh my gosh, what do you think those actors think about that? Like, what do you think that like Leonardo DiCaprio thought about that, or like JTT, where he's like, some random girl's wearing my name around her neck on a dog tag?
See, I don't know. Here's how I feel about it, though, as a business person. I am monetizing my name with underage children.
Yeah.
Because their parents, I guess, are buying my stuff.
Yeah.
But see, that's how I feel about it. And now I'm like, oh, that is very, it's very strange.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is a little weird.
I don't know how I feel about it. So, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It is weird.
It's a little strange. Can you imagine like being that person though? Like JTT was, when he was big, he was like a young teenager, not like a 19-year-old.
He was, you're right.
He
was like 14. 12, 13.
Okay. Was he? Okay. Probably 12. Because
we'll go between 12 and 16. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Good.
Cause we're not sure. Cause we don't like, we don't do
when
numbers
we were in school.
Right.
We don't even know.
We don't do numbers. But yeah, so like he's this 13-year-old and his picture is all over those magazines that we used to buy and their foldouts. And like, that's got to be weird to know that some girl has that in her room.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, posters and whatnot.
I know.
I don't know. Maybe
I mean, as like a 19-year-old and up, that's cool. But like,
I don't know, but I will say, hold on. Have I told you that I was once a poster?
What?
Okay.
You were a poster?
I was. So this is when I was young and skinny and pretty and awesome. So I went shooting with my friends. I don't know. I think I was like 17 or 18. Between 17 and 19. And we went and I shot an AR-15, and it was like, you know, because I'm
oh,
cool.
Like shooting guns. Like I was thinking picture
yeah.
shooting. Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, I grew up in Atlanta, all right? Come on.
I was way cooler than that. Okay. Listen, Linda. Have you seen that video? Yeah.
Listen, Linda.
No, okay. So we went shooting. And I shoot the AR, and, you know, being, like, cool, like it was, I asked to take a picture of me. And I'm in, like, this Texas bikini and, you know, like, hot stuff, okay? I was real tan. I was very skinny. It was awesome. It's never going to happen again in my life. So I'm kind of glad somebody documented this so I could prove that I was once young and skinny and pretty. And somehow, okay, so there was that picture. This is when we had MySpace. So we put it on MySpace, you know. And then like 5 or 6 years later, one of my friends that was with us found on a gun forum, somebody turned my picture into a poster that was like, this is why we fight for our Second Amendment or something like that.
And it was you?
And it was me. And people bought it. And this company made a lot of freaking money off of a poster with me on it.
Well, it had. Did you contact that company and say, this is me, why am I not getting money from this?
Why am I not getting, yeah. Well, that was kind of like in the very beginning of when they were trying to figure out what was stealing pictures and not, and like copyright. It was before all that was like in stone. I mean, it's still not. It's still sketchy as shit. But yeah. So I was circulated on this picture, on this poster, on gun forums, and...
Can we Google it real quick?
Okay, yeah.
I have to find it.
Let's freaking post it
this
on our... We're
going to
post
why...
it on our social media.
What is it? What did they say?
We fight for the Second Amendment. Or what? You know, I don't even remember the exact words, but I'm sure it's somewhere. But you know, like, how offices had those, like, motivational... like, it was, like, a picture, and then
they
were on the bottom and the top? That's what it was.
Okay, let's see if I can find it. I'm a pretty decent Googler.
You are good at Googling.
Okay, so you're not any of these people.
I gotta find it.
Shouldn't Google girl with bikini?
Google, ooh, you might get some sketchy shit though.
Yeah.
Might not be a good idea. I'm gonna Google Texas bikini and AR-15. That's so funny.
I can't find it. I'll have to keep digging, and when we find it,
it's in my Facebook from like, I don't know.
We will share it.
So I can totally access it, cuz then people from high school started tagging me and they were like, is this you?" And I was like, yeah. Yes, it is."
You're like, "As a matter of fact, it is.
Look how awesome I am." But okay. Yeah, I totally should have freaking claimed royalties on that shit.
We will find it.
And we will post it.
And we will post it, because that is pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. And it's not even Photoshopped. Just saying.
Awesome.
Well, all my shit these days is Photoshopped.
Right. When I was 5, I was in an apartment community's catalog or brochure. Because my mom
is awesome.
The manager. But I didn't want, I didn't want to do any of the posing of the pictures. Like, they wanted me to do the main stuff, and I just wasn't cooperating. So another girl did it. And then I got mad that she did it afterwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did stuff like that, like, back in the day.
Yeah. But that was all I did. Cool.
Well, should we wrap this episode up?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
We had a lot of good conversations.
Yeah, today. Like, this one kind of was, like, all over the place, but it was good all over the place, I feel
like. Yeah, embarrassing good conversations. Things, like, real life emotions.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody got to hear me cry. Sorry about that.
It's all good.
But, yeah, so all of our friends out there are Mills, no, Milkos, no, gotta work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee, no, we'll figure it out. All of our friends out there, keep on keeping on. Drink lots of coffee.
Maybe we should just call them Milsos or Milspos.
Milspos.
Or is that not, like, it's not significant? Like,
no, we need to have, so we can do, like, hashtag, like.
We can have our own hashtag.
Yeah. We got to figure out what we got to call our peeps.
Let's take a vote.
Coffee peeps, no.
No, it sounds like the Easter peeps gone bad. Actually, that sounds really good. Coffee peeps, like the marshmallow peeps.
I know, it does.
Coffee good. Infused?
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe I'll do that. I know somebody that makes homemade marshmallows, so I'm just going to give them my coffee.
What?
And then she can make marshmallows.
Yes.
Y'all don't take that idea. I'm patenting it. I can't patent it, but trademarking it.
You can't ever make this food, ever.
Don't do it. But yeah, it was a good.
We'll figure out
a name.
We'll figure out the name of our listeners. Right now, you're just listeners. But we love all of our listeners, all 5 of you. Just kidding. I feel like there's at least 80.
There's gotta be more than that. Like regular listeners, you mean? Like people who are regular?
Oh no, regulars is like 5 is pretty close.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there are lots and lots and lots of y'all.
But we appreciate all of you, whether you're regular or you just popped in, or you only listen like the 5 seconds of this.
Yeah, time. We're your friends. You can be our friend. Yeah.
You can email us with all the things, whatever it is. We're here to help. We're listen.
Yes, we're here. Email us.
All right.
See ya. Bye.
Next episode.
Yeah. That's it, y'all. Thanks for joining us. We hope you had a great time today, and we'll hope you'll join us next time. Have a great day.